This work is called Slant Piece by Robert Smithson, who is a really well-known earth artist. And this is a recreation from an installation that Smithson did in 1969 at Cornell University, where he actually placed 8 mirrors inside a salt mine that was adjacent to the art gallery, or near the art gallery, I should say. He placed mirrors inside the salt mine. He placed mirrors en route from the salt mine to the gallery, and then he placed mirrors inside the gallery. And inside the gallery, the mirrors had rock salt piled on them, not unlike the rock salt we see here on the floor. And Smithson is interested in the idea of what it would be like to create corners inside the otherwise amorphous space of the salt mine. And then at the same time to sort of give definition to that space. What the mirrors did inside the gallery is that they multiplied space and multiplied the views. So he's playing on this idea of containment within the mine and expansion in the gallery, which is, you know, a rectangular defined space. He's done many, many projects where he's gone out into the field, so to speak, and collected rocks or piles of concrete from old parking lots in New Jersey and that sort of thing, and tried to contain them in a way that sort of maps out this outside space. And this work, along with others that he's done, I would say, led to major earth art works that he's done. You may be familiar with the Spiral Jetty, which he created in Utah, a monumental effort and attempt to sort of contain and shape the earth.